The reading is taken from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confine his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father has told me. You don't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce the lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command, love each other. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for those who gave their lives so that we might live in peace. Help us to remember their courage, to honour their sacrifice, and to follow the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, who showed us what true love looks like. Give us courage to build peace in our homes, our schools, and our world. When we face conflict, remind us that your love is stronger than hatred, and your light is brighter than the darkness. We ask this in Jesus' name, our Prince of Peace. Amen. Today we stop. We stop to remember people who gave everything so that others could live in peace and freedom. We remember those who never came home, those who were injured, and the families who kept hoping and waiting. We remember because remembering keeps love alive. Jesus said, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you. There is no other greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Those words and that verse is carved into memorials all over the country. They remind us that behind every name that there was a person. Someone who laughed, who dreamed, and who cared deeply. And those who chose to give their life so others might live. When Jesus spoke those words, he was on his way to the cross, which we remember at Easter. He knew that he was about to lay down his life, not for fame or for medals, but for love. Love that will save the world and bring peace between God and his people. That kind of love isn't easy or safe. It's brave and it puts others first. And that's the kind of love that we remember today. The love shown by men and women across time who have stepped forward when the world was dark, who faced danger so others could live in freedom. Their courage reminds us that love costs something. It's not just words or feelings. It's action, it's service, and it's sacrifice. So you this morning who are sat in your uniforms stand for service too. It's a promise to help others, to work as a team, to make your community a better place. Your uniform tells others around something about you and what you represent. And that's what Jesus meant when he said, love each other. It's every act of kindness, helping a friend who's struggling, standing up for someone who is being treated unfairly, doing what's right even when it's hard. All of that is love in action. But remembrance isn't just about the past. It's about hope for the future. Jesus didn't stay in the grave, he rose again. That's what we celebrate and remember at Easter. And he proved that love is stronger than hate, and life is stronger than death. That's why we can remember today with both sadness and thankfulness. Because even in loss, God's love never ends. So when we stand in silence, let's do three things in our hearts. First, thank God for those who gave their lives so others could live. Secondly, remember Jesus, who gave his life for the whole of the world. And thirdly, to ask for courage, to live with that same kind of love in our homes, in our schools, in our friendships, and in our world. Because love like that changes everything. It heals what is broken. It builds peace where there is anger. It brings light where there is fear. And one day, Jesus promises, his love will bring an end to all wars and tears and pain. Remember Jesus' words today. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. May that love shape our hearts, guide our choices, and fill our world with peace. Amen.